want to welcome you to another episode of Money Matters Top Tips for Success, where we bring on business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives to share their top tips for success with you. Really excited. Couple of announcements today. For those of you that have been listening to the show for a long time, really appreciate it. Today's guest, Billy Frank. He's been on the show in the past, so you may have heard of him in the past. But we got a couple of big announcements today, don't we, Billy?
Yeah, I'm glad to hear we do, and it's pretty new to me as well, and I'm really appreciative, Adam. Thanks. Thanks for having me back.
Fantastic. So here's the backstory. So as many of you are aware, so I do publish these books that have all these different stories, backgrounds. The last one was on real estate, and it was 15 different authors that came together to give their tips for success in real estate. Well, announcement, I have another book coming out. This is going to be a business leaders edition. And in the business leaders edition, there will be 20 plus authors. This will be out in the next month or so, and each one gives their tips and their background and their success. Now, what's special about this book is that, number one, we're bringing together these high-level entrepreneurs from many different backgrounds. And the exciting part also that I'm happy to bring Billy on to talk about a little bit today is that we partnered with USA City Games. So they've been operating under the L.A. Watch Summer Games since 1968, and we're going to be donating the majority of the proceeds from book sales to U.S. City Games. So, Billy, I'm really excited about this partnership and really happy to help move this initiative forward and build on to what you've already done. Maybe let's just start with giving the listeners a little background in the L.A. Watch Summer Games and USA City Games.
So a recap would be that these were formed out of, born out of the ashes of 1965 Watts riots as the L.A. Watts Summer Games, although they went through about four different names. Today they're known, and they were most known as the L.A. Watts Summer Games. And today what we did was we built the USA City Games, which is an umbrella company that will not only allow for a sporting, once-a-year sporting event, but more importantly, it's now a year-round sporting, wellness, education. That's our initiative now, and we've brought on Olympians and pro athletes and Hall of Famers, and actually working very closely with AC Green, three-time NBA Los Angeles Laker champion, who is a dear friend and partner now, and he's been very close to the games, along with all of our other chairs who have been helming the ship really for me. I'm just a conduit to all of it, quite honestly, and I'm just trying to do day-to-day so we could help tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of kids in the end. So our initiative is to continue doing what the city has been doing. We have the LA Mayor Garcetti and the city behind us, and the initiative would be to impact 15,000 underserved youth and their families a year for many, many years to come.
Let's talk a little bit about the importance of sports and the youth having a healthy outlet, especially in the inner city, to, you know, come together for community. I mean, what kind of draws you to inner city games, and why are you taking up this initiative?
I appreciate the question. So it's funny because I never saw myself in this position, and it's because it organically fit for me. First and foremost, let me just start by saying sports changes lives. There's many things that people experience in their lives, and I respect whatever that might be, that people might have had a change of life because of it. For me, when I was a kid and I was brought up by my mother only, with my father not being around much, I played in parks and recs, and I played competitive baseball. Baseball was my thing. My sisters would work the snack bar in order for me to get a better discount at the on my league fees, and my mother would be a part of that when possible, as she was bringing up three of us. But every time I was on that field, and every time that I was between those lines, all my worries went away. From 5 years old to adulthood, given the opportunity of some of the other things we can talk about at another time or later, about how I participate in sports still, but more importantly, what I think this did for me and what I think it does for kids is absolutely 100% in my mind life-changing. Giving an opportunity to give a kid a chance to think that they have an opportunity, if it's not academics and it's sports related, or vice versa, or and quite honestly, I think both of them work together. And I think wellness initiatives are so important to who we become as adults. And giving this as an opportunity to the city at this point, and any inner city and underserved community, and incidentally throughout the country is the goal, I think changes lives. I'm incredibly passionate about the idea of that, and that's what got me involved.
That's great. And what happens? I mean, what happens when things like this, when opportunities like this don't exist for kids in these neighborhoods?
I think that if you are not given an opportunity to be seen in sports, and to have an opportunity for a coach to see you, or to even be encouraged or pat on the shoulder for finishing the race, if you will, just finishing it, being in it. And when you don't have that opportunity, I think that there's a big miss. And what happens is you never get the feeling of acceptance in that particular part of your world, okay? And I think it translates. So what I mean by that is, if you, I think sports has so much opportunity for youth that it's, I actually could go on forever about that alone. So for me, again, getting a pat on the shoulder for trying, getting a pat on the shoulder for being involved, and then getting the pat on the shoulder in general is acceptance. And many, many kids in either underserved or challenged communities like I came in don't have that opportunity, because you don't get that from, you obviously don't get it from a missing parent. I didn't get it from my dad because he wasn't there. So when you can get that from another person, it fills a void. And I think that there's a lot of kids that have voids. And I think this is just a conduit to adulthood, to the possibility of possibilities. And again, that is what we're doing, and that is what sports does. So I think you're missing something greatly in your life if you don't have a cheering section of some sort. That's what teachers do for us, right? That's what potentially brothers and sisters do for us, or cousins and friends. And that's why we need to be in with community. And I think that it just goes so deep. It's like, it really is. And I'm not trying to get all deep, but the truth of the matter is, it's that important. It's that important that we allow these children the opportunity, and that I think is what could be missed.
Yeah, 100%. And I'll take it even a step further, and I'll say,
please.
I mean, just pretty bluntly, that there's a lot of people out there recruiting, and some people are and we all have this need to want to be included and to feel accepted and to connect with our peers. And the bottom line is this: football team recruit players, gangs recruit gang members. I mean, if you're in the wrong neighborhood and if you don't have the right distraction or the correct influence, I mean, somebody that helps you out that may not be that nice of a person, and you're one of these kids. I mean, that's what happens. It happens over and over again. I remember growing up, and I pretty much every day after school, I remember going to the Boys and Girls Club. It was right across the street from my house. And I can remember as I got older and older, I continued the pattern of going there to play basketball and to, you know, to play and to be in a really, you know, positive environment. And I can tell you one by one, when one of my peers or one of my, I didn't grow up in a great neighborhood, when one of my peers stopped going to the Boys and Girls Club, it was like clockwork. You knew they were getting into drugs. You knew they were getting into almost 100% of the time. They were getting into drugs. They were getting into gangs. They were getting into something that wasn't, you know, good for them long term. And some of them, you know, they just disappeared. They were gone. Unfortunately, we lost them, and due to a lot of things that, you know, that maybe they shouldn't have been up to. And what do I attribute it to? The moment they stopped going to the Boys and Girls Club, it was like clockwork. It'd be like one summer, XYZ is here, it's my buddy, we play basketball every day after school. The next summer, he's no longer coming to the Boys and Girls Club. What happens? You know, he's gone. And you're like, oh my gosh. So that, you know, sports and that kind of stuff was really a big part of my younger life that kept me out of trouble. Who knows if that opportunity hadn't been there, what type of influence may have come my way? You don't know. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the big reasons that I'm excited to help support you in this initiative because, you know, I'm from Michigan originally, but now being in LA and living out here, I feel a need and a want to give back to the community that has blessed me so well. And so thinking about the summer games and thinking about your larger vision of how to help many communities across the nation, I mean, that just gets me fired up. I'm like, yeah. Let's go, Billy. What are we doing next? Come on. Yeah. How do we help? How do we get these kids engaged? How do we get them motivated? How do we get them, you know, getting that bit of self-confidence and that little thing, that little extra nudge that lets them understand, hey, you know what? If I can do this, I can go to college. My parents didn't go to college maybe, but I can. Why? Because I did this. And you see your peers and you see like the amazing partnerships and the basketball players, all the other things that you have going on and brought to this. I mean, those are all vital, important components. And when everybody's battling for the attention of these young, impressionable youth, on Instagram, on this, on that, whatever. I mean, the thought of saying, how do we also battle for those eyeballs and that time and that attention into something that's positive that can, you know, change their lives long term? And they may not even notice it or recognize it at that time, but they may be many years later, just like I am right now, having a conversation with you, reminiscing about playing basketball at the Boys and Girls Club.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So thanks for that, because that's a great in-depth look at, you're a perfect example, actually. And, you know, those types of stories are what light me up. And I think that light a lot of people up, and you're a case study, and I'm a case study because I had two different lives. I had this mother who was really straight and narrow, but she was not around a ton because she had to go. She had to support us and bring up all her kids. And so I went to my aunt's house a lot, and she was completely the opposite. She was into things that I never would have been initiated. It would have never been initiated in my life had it been I was at home more. And there was two different sides of life, and it was completely. There's a movie I reference called Sliding Doors, where one thing happens one way and it happens the other way if you went down the bus one way and you know, bottom line is, I don't want to digress, but my point is that your life can go one way or it could go the other way. And at one point of my life, it went the wrong way. It started going down a road that my mother would have never accepted, but she didn't even know about it. And that's my point. There's so many kids out there. There's so many kids that are home alone or, you know, on their Xbox or not having, can't even get to the park, by the way. And you know that. I know you know that. You don't. Not everyone has a Boys and Girls Club across the street or a Watts Summer Games to go to or didn't even know about it or a coach didn't know about it. And that's the whole point, right? We're trying to help these kids and get the word out there and help. If I say 10 or 15,000 and the next group, Boys and Girls Club, is you know doing 10 or 15,000, now we're helping 30,000. Do the numbers. We're helping hundreds of thousands of kids have a different life and have an opportunity for a better tomorrow. And that's the point. We're not in a competition with anyone. And it happens to be, I'm really proud to be a part of this particular program, because of what we do and because of what, you know, the smiles I've seen across people's faces as I interview the 300,000 alumni in this particular event and now becoming a program. So, you know, 50 years later, we're 50 years later, and I'm just a piece of that. I'm just the last couple of years, and so proud to be a part of this. So proud to have you guys, you know, with your support. And the support that you talked about with some of these athletes and the things we talked about. But it's just amazing where people show up, because all we all want to do is make a difference. That's all we all want to do. And it gives these kids an opportunity. And you and I both just briefly talked about how it did that for us. And it really does.
That's great. I love it. I love it. Well, hey, I really appreciate you coming on. I appreciate the partnership. I'm excited to help you and to help move this initiative forward. And just like you said, you're a small piece. I look forward to me being a small piece and doing every little bit I can to help. What is the website that people can go to find out more about about USA City Games?
Thanks, Adam. USACityGames.org. I'm also at billy@usacitygames.org. And I personally will talk to anybody who wants to be involved, so please just reach out to me directly. And we look forward to any type of help. If you could physically help, if you could volunteer, if somebody can't get out but has financial whereabouts, that would be great. Anyone who could help in any way is incredibly welcomed, and we'd be very grateful.
I love it. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Billy. For all the listeners, definitely go check out USA City Games. If sports have made a difference in your life, if you had a person in your life that helped you out along the way, this is a great way to pay it forward and to also get involved. And again, you'll hear more about this, so this isn't going away. When this next book is launched, we're going to keep you updated because it's going to be a good one. I'm excited about all the authors, the business leader edition of Money Matters. Really pumped. I've been reading the content, doing some final approvals. It's in graphic design. This book is going to be outstanding, and I am so excited that I already know, based on the audience and the readership, I know it's going to be successful, and I'm proud of that, of course, because of the amazing authors that are part of it. But this has just even gotten that much more special to me, because being able to pay it forward and make a difference in the lives of many children through sports, I mean, it's just going to make everything that much better. Appreciate everyone listening again today, and have a wonderful day. Till the next time.